You know what happened one day? This reminds me of an episode which Mahi Baba told us. I don't know, you may not have read anything about
Mahi Baba. I have read a couple of books.
Yeah.
I have.
Mm. No, but I don't know whether you have read called Highest of the High, a message that he had given in Dehradun at the time.
No, that time.
Yeah, in which he says that, take me not to be a saint or a Mahatma or a yogi or a wali or anything of the sort. Either take me to be an ordinary human being or take me to be what I am. And that is, I am the avatar of the age. In between, don't take me anything, because I am either ordinary man, because then Baba says that when I take the avatar, I descend as man, become man. I become man for the sake of mankind. I become, actually become man. Take me to be man, and that's true, that's right, I am man. Or take me to be just what I really am. So from this, you see, that comes a story. Same thing happened. What happened is that in the early years, when I was with Baba, he used to stay up the hill, and no men were permitted to go up the hill.
I think I have read it in a book, one book.
Yeah. Huh. And only they used to stay down the hill. So he used to stay up there. And nobody was permitted. Boards were put. Prohibited area, no thoroughfare, and all sorts of things. So one day, while he is now about to leave Lower Mehra, we call it Lower Mehra. Where you are staying is called Lower Mehrabad, that is known as Upper Mehrabad, you see. So while he is leaving in the evening, going up towards Upper Mehrabad, there is a place called the Duni spot that is there. There is a platform there, even now by the side of the road. So he stopped over there, and same Padri Kaka. And there is one called Pendu Kaka, he's here, the other old man. These are the two tottering pillars still alive, you see. So they both were there. This Pendu Kaka was the manager, and Padri Kaka, who is now the manager, was the engineer in charge of the colony where there were 500 people staying once. So both were there, and Baba, you know, was observing silence, so he used to use that type of board. See that board there?
Yeah.
So, last moment, some instructions were, they had asked some questions, so there was some question and answer there, so he was dictating the board. And I was there, I had to escort him up the hill, and at the time when he would want to come down, I had to bring him down. So I was about to go with him. So I am with him, and the two are there, and he's telling them something and all that. And all of a sudden, he became very stern. He says, who is that person going up the hill? The man. So he looked at me. He says, go, run there and stop him from entering there. He should not go there. Does he not know that he should not go there? Get him down. Give him a tight slap and drag him down here. Tell him not to go there. He should know that nobody should go there. So naturally, in obedience to the master's behest, I ran up there. I was young at that time. I'm talking about 30 years or 35 years ago, such a thing happened. So I went and... Ran, huh?
No, but more than 40 years.
More than 40, oh, okay. So I went there and I felt so proud and happy, giving him a tight slap. And he was stunned. I was strong. He looked dazed. I said, why are you coming over here? What's the matter with you? Who are you? He says, I have come from Mahi Baba's darshan. He says, this is not the place for you. Come on, get down. I caught hold of his hand, dragged him down. He was stunned. He didn't know what to do. I have come for his darshan. What's the matter? What's going on over here? So I dragged him down, and I was so happy that I could obey Mahi Baba's order, his master's order. Obedience is something great, you see. And I was very happy. And proudly I presented this culprit, you see, before Baba. And Baba, all love and compassion, he looks at him with a smile, and he says, how blessed you are that you came for my darshan and you got a tight slap. You were humiliated. What a blessing to be humiliated when you want to come for my darshan. And I was so taken aback. It was my turn to be taken aback now. And Baba then embraced him and caressed him and all that, and he took his darshan and all. He says, you have come for darshan, all right. And how blessed you are that while coming for my darshan you have been humiliated. So it reminds me of this, how blessed you are.
It's all Baba.
Yeah. But one should take it.
Actually, I have taken it.
Yeah,
he has
taken it with the strength, you see. That is the thing.
Of course, naturally. Yeah. At the moment when I was, if I had acted foolishly, because in anger you act foolishly.
Yeah.
And the whole thing would have been subsided. I mean, I would have had this chance. But Baba never wanted it. He wanted that I should keep going.
That's right.
And he cooled me down.
Yeah.
Everything settled down.
Yeah.